A Tuesday afternoon, time for our special update from the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council. I say special because it's county fair time in Minnesota. And it kicks off with the Norman County Fair in the area. That begins tomorrow in Ada, Minnesota. And we're joined on the phone by Don Merkins. Hello, Don.
Hey, hello. How's everything going?
Well, so far, so good. Now, you're with the Norman County Fair in Ada. In what capacity?
I am the president of the Norman County Fair here in Ada, Minnesota.
How many years has the fair been going on in Ada?
Oh, this is our 122nd annual fair. So,
wow.
Yeah, started back in the 1800s. It runs through Saturday. We go the 21st through the 24th, Wednesday through Saturday evening.
The Norman County Fair has received a grant from the Arts Council for the appearance of someone. His name is John Offit. Now, what does John do?
John Offit is an artist out of Fargo, North Dakota, and he is a, they're called glass blowers. I still think, you know, they don't really blow the glass. They give a little puff in their pipe, but they have a large heating unit there, and they heat up the whatever glass is made out of, and he makes glass. So he's a glass artist, but, you know, considered a glass blower, and he's very talented. He puts on good demonstrations. He's going to be there on Friday and Saturday, the 23rd and the 24th. Starting at noon, he'll do about every hour till 6 o'clock. He does about a half-hour presentation.
Where will he be at the fair, Don?
He'll be, we've got a large building, a WPA building built in 1936 called the Coliseum. He'll be between that and the fair office in a nice grassy area where we have a lot of shade, a lot of trees. He'll be set up there, and that's where he'll be doing his thing.
Now, the Norman County Fair also has support for three other events from the Arts Council. What are those events?
Right. We actually have a lady called Piccadilly Face Painting, and this isn't your normal face painting. She does some really, really cool things for the kids, and that's going to be on Youth Day, which is on Thursday, the 22nd.
All right.
From 1 to 4, I believe, she'll be there. And we've had her in the past, and she usually has a lineup of kids just waiting. And like I say, it isn't your normal bee on the cheek or anything. She
right.
does half faces, and yeah, she's very talented.
Okay.
Pam Kinberg is her name.
All right. And who else is on deck this year?
And then also on Friday, then we have, there's a company in Ada called We've Got Mail that a lady by the name of Edie Ramstead started. And what that is chain mail. It's jewelry making. So she's going to be giving a free jewelry making class Friday at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
She'll be in the 4-H building for a free class and demonstration. And that's going to be, coordinated through the Northwest Arts Council. We got the funding for that. There's pre-registration.
Okay.
And then on Saturday, Buffy Rockstead, who's the owner of Studio 413 here in Ada, Minnesota, and she's going to be doing a canvas painting class. And that also is free to the public.
Well, it sounds like a great time, and it's a wonderful time of the season. Again, the county fair time. It begins tomorrow, runs through Saturday in Ada, Minnesota. Variety and fun for the entire family. The Norman County Fair in Ada, again, it kicks off tomorrow. And thank you so much, Don, for your time, and have a very good fair this year.
Well, thank you, Ron. Thank you for calling in. I'd like to encourage everyone, if they haven't been to the Norman County Fair, give us a chance. Come on out. We're just on the west side of Ada, right on Highway 200. It's the Norman County Fair. It's fair time, so it's time for that corn dog and strawberry ball. That's what we look forward to.
All the good stuff. Don, thanks again.
Thank you, Ron.
And we have part two of our get-together for this Tuesday on Pioneer 90.1. As we talk about the Polk County Fair in Fertile, Minnesota, we're joined by Dan Skansen. Hi, Dan. How are you?
I'm just fine. Beautiful day in northern Minnesota.
It certainly is. What's your role now with the Polk County Fair?
I'm an assistant secretary.
Okay.
I do a lot of the fundraising.
All right.
For Free Stage and a petting zoo.
Okay.
And we have some wonderful sponsors that, make those things possible. July 5 through 9.
Okay.
Wednesday through Sunday.
So the Polk County Fair kicks off on July the 5th, the day after Independence Day, a Wednesday, and runs through Sunday. And the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council has provided some funds for the Polk County Fair. It's called Skansen and Hansen. Now, that's not a law firm in Fertile, is it?
I would hope not.
No. Who are Skansen and Hansen? Tell me about that.
Well, Skansen is my son.
Okay.
And he's a classical guitarist out of Denver, Colorado.
All right.
And he has a playing partner by the name of Hansen, Greg Hansen.
Mm-hmm.
And they do a wonderful show. They're going to do three shows, classical tunes.
Okay.
Another is on A Night at the Movies, if you are a movie buff.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one is on the Beatles. And they just completed a trip here a year ago, this spring, to London and took a lot of pictures. And with that show, they do have two or three big screen TVs in the back, so they stop and talk and explain, you know, about the songs, where they came from, and some kind of neat jawing back and forth, I guess, between the two of them. And so they really get into audience participation, too. And, of course, it's my honor to be able to bring them back to Fertile to perform. And they know a lot of people from Fertile. Darren does anyway,
sure.
You know, my son.
Now, where will they be performing at the fairgrounds?
On the free stage.
On the free stage.
And the Hansen Memorial Free Stage, I should say.
Okay. And, again, that's during the Polk County Fair. If folks want to find out details on what events are being held each day, where can they go? What can they do?
I suppose the easiest way would be to go to our website, www.polkcountyfairfertilemin.com.
Okay, polkcountyfairfertilemin.com. Very nice.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, before I move on here, how many years for the Polk County Fair?
This is 117 years.
Wow, long time.
Pretty amazing when you think back, you know. We draw 40 to 50,000 people in 3 days.
You know, I saw something online about that. The Polk County Fair in Fertile is like the eighth largest county fair in the state. Is that right?
Yep. I think it's the largest fair in northwestern Minnesota.
Yeah. Now, you have a big building being built or has been built on the fairgrounds.
You got to come out just to see the big building.
Now, tell me about that.
It's awesome. It's going to be neat because it's going to house all the livestock. If you call chickens and pigs and horses and rabbits and you name it, and cattle, of course, and sheep, and what else I missed. But all our livestock is going into there.
Like a brand new car, right?
I think so. It's got that new car smell, right? Maybe it won't last long after the livestock, but it's made so we can clean it very well, too.
Sure.
You can drive through from, I think about six different ways. There are doors that you could drive right through the building. So
okay.
The show ring is going to be right in the middle of it, and we're excited about that.
At the Polk County Fair that kicks off on July the 5th again, as we talked about, Skansen and Hansen will be on stage for three performances, 3 days there at the Polk County Fair. And to find out more, if you would, Dan, one more time for your website address, if you would.
www.polkcountyfairfertile.com.
Mm-hmm. It's a generational thing, isn't it?
Oh, it is so much, so
much. A family event. The Polk County Fair in Fertile again starts on July 5th. Well, Dan Skansen, thank you so much, and best of luck this year.
Well, thank you, and thank you the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council for the funding they provided.
Very good. Thank you, Dan.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Dan Skansen from Fertile, Minnesota. The Polk County Fair again kicks off on July 5th. Our update here on Pioneer 90.1.